Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. So we know amongst Menachos, there are those that require Kmitza. As a matter of fact, most of them do. And as we have seen so many times, the Kohen takes the Kaimitz, scoops it up in the way that you're supposed to do the Kmitza, he's marked it on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim, the rest of the Mincha, can be eaten by the Kohanim. There are, however, two groups of Minchais that don't require Kmitza. One is a type of mincha that is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, and the other is a mincha that is eaten in its entirety by the Kehanim. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph, Elu, these are the Menachais, Nikmatzais, where Kmitza is required, Ushereyan, and what's left over, Lekehanim, goes to the Kehanim. Number one, Mincha Soiles. That's a mincha that comes from flour mixed with oil. It's not baked, and it's not fried before the kmitza. The Torah says beferish v'kametz misham meloy kumtza imisolto misham. Now you take a kametz from the flour and the oil. The pasuk goes on to say v'hiktor akayinus askirase hamizbecha. That means the kametz. You're makto the kametz on the mizbeach. And then the pasuk concludes v'naiseres mincha. What's left from the mincha besides of the kametz la'aron olavanav goes for Aaron and his sons. The list goes on of menachos that require kmitza. So basically we've seen all of this in previous Mishnayos. Machvas is the flat pan. Marcheshes is the deeper pan. Chalas and Rekikin are minchas mafeitaner, minchas that are baked. In regard to these menachos, we like break it up into pieces after it's fried or baked. After you break it up into pieces, the kain separates the kain that's from the pieces. Minchas Goyim, the Mincha of non-Jews. Minchas Nashim, the Mincha brought by women. Minchas Ha'aymer, the flour for the Minchas Ha'aymer brought on the second day of Pesach is mixed with oil, and the Kohen takes a Kaimitz from the mixture. Minchas Chayte, that's the sinner's Mincha, for certain types of Aveiros, and Minchas Kenos and the Saitis Mincha. All of these Menachais have Kmitza. Now, all of these Melachis have Kmitza, and the Shirayim is eaten. According to the Tanakhama, the two are linked together. Kmitza is matter the Shirayim. If you're not matter the Shirayim, there's no Kmitza. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Choyte shel Kehanim nikmetzes. The Minchas Choyte of Kehanim. In other words, a Kohen that has to bring this Mincha because he was over a Chayit. So we do Kmitza on it. But wait a second. But it's a Minchas Kohen. The whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So what do you mean, Kmitza? Kmitza is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest is burnt on the Mizbeach. What's the difference? Well, the difference is, says Rav Shimon, is that you burn it separately. That Kohen, it's karv la'atzmi, v'asharayim kreven li'atzma. When the Kohen brings this minchas chayte, there's Kmitza, the Kmitza is burnt by itself, and the rest is burnt by itself. So the Mishnah gives us a list of the standard minchas where there's Kmitza and the rest are eaten by the Kohanim. There, the mincha where it's taken from the flour, the kmitza goes straight to the flour, it's not baked or cooked beforehand. You have the michas machvas and marcheshes that are fried beforehand, then it's broken up into pieces. Then you do the kmitza, you have the minchas mafeitane, which come either in the form of chalis or rikikin, again, baked beforehand, broken up into pieces. Then the kmitza is done, there's kmitza by michas gayim, michas nashim, by michas aimer, by minchas chayte, as well as the mincha of the saita. Basically, what the Tanakhama says is, you only have kmitza if the shirayim, if what's left over after the kohen scoops up the mincha, can be eaten. By mincha, that means eaten by kohanim. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says, you have the minchas chayte, that's if the kohen did this type of a chayt, and he brings a mincha, because he can't afford an oif, or he can't afford the behema. So there is kmitza. If it's a Michas Kain, everything is burnt anyway. Yeah, but burn it separately. Kaimitz is burnt separately, and the Kmitza is burnt separately. They're actually burnt in different places on the Mizbech. The Kaimitz goes on to the Ej Hamaracha, the fire that's burning on the wood. The Shirayim were makdir on coals or on the hot ashes that are on the pile of ashes on the Mizbech. They have to be separate. Matnura tells us that the Halacha is like the Tanakhama. If you don't have a shirayim eaten by kohanim, then you don't have kmitza. So even if a kohen brings a minchas chayta, if the shirayim can't be eaten, there is no kmitza.